This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Hello, Nirvana Sisters family. It's Amy and Katie, and we are here with a holiday gift guide from Product Junkies, and happy early holidays, happy post-Thanksgiving. We have some fun things to share with you today, and also just a reminder that everything that we always mention is in our show notes and on our website, so feel free to check them out there. But I am really excited to get in all of these things because I am doing shopping, and I don't know what to get, and I keep looking at gift guides, and I'm very excited to hear what you have, Katie. So I'm going to start off with you and tell us what you got. What's your first holiday gift idea?
Okay. I think so. You know, when I was thinking this through, I feel like it's always good to give people gift ideas, things that like someone wouldn't necessarily want to buy for themselves, right? Like those are the best gifts sometimes.
Yes.
Or something that maybe one wouldn't necessarily try because it's maybe out of their comfort zone, like something like that. Like those are great gifts. So my first one is under the beauty products category, and it is the luxury end of a product that one might not buy for themselves because it's kind of outrageously priced for what it is, but it's an amazing gift. And it is the Mason Pearson hairbrush. So Mason Pearson is an English brand, and they make the most amazing hairbrushes. And I've bought one. I sprung for it many years ago when I was at a friend's wedding in London. And the mini brush that I keep in my handbag, it's small. It's called their pocket brush. This alone is $120. But
what? Oh, I had no idea they were that expensive. That's crazy.
Crazy.
But I don't brush my hair, though, so.
You don't?
I just brush it with my hands because it's curly, so I don't really.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess when I wear it straight, I do brush it, but I just use kind of like a comb.
See,
I've never been like a big brush girl. You're a big brush girl.
Oh my gosh. I brush my hair.
You always have your,
100 times a day, unless it's like up in a bun all day. But this brush, I'm pretty sure I bought this in, I want to say like 2018, and it's still in phenomenal shape, and I use it a gazillion times a day. And the wonderful thing about the Mason Pearson hairbrushes and this type of brush is that it is really great for redistributing the oils in your hair, so it gives your hair a beautiful shine. I mean, it's really, it's a great brush. It does great things for your hair. This is the bristle and nylon hairbrush. It's the combination, and that's what I love so much because I have thick hair, but they have different options. They have just the nylon. They have just the boar bristle. The combo I really like, though. They also have a child's bristle hairbrush, which is really kind of cool. So, you know, it's kind of like a bougie hairbrush, but
I love that. That is a great gift.
Yeah. No one's like, I bought this for myself. I was on vacation. Like, you know, when you're on vacation, you might like treat yourself to something. It was that kind of like on a whim thing. So it's a good gift. I wouldn't do this if I was in my right mind at a store looking for a hairbrush. I wouldn't spend that kind of money on a hairbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have?
Okay. So my next one is a comfort gift. And I feel like it's such a good gift to buy someone because, again, you're probably not going to buy them for yourself. And it is UGG slippers.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's kind of like generic or chuggy, as the young kids say. However,
oh my God, chuggy. Wait, hold on. Pause. What is chuggy?
You've never heard that word? Oh, it's kind of old now. I think it's passe. I don't know. It means like basic, you know, cool anymore. I don't know. I don't even know if people are even saying that anymore, but there's always a debate about Uggs, whether they're chuggy or not. I've seen that online. However, I love them. And I just got these new ones. They're the Tasman slipper, and they come in like all different kinds, all different colors, but they're great for men or women. I actually got a pair for Jules for Hanukkah because he wanted them because he saw mine. And I don't know. I just feel like it's a good husband present. It's a good wife present. It's a good friend present. Mom, dad. It's like easy and cozy and comfy. And you might not buy yourself like a nice pair of UGG slippers. So big fan of these. I've been literally wearing them every day since I got them. So that's my first gift recommendation.
Yeah, that's a good one. Maddie loves her UGG slippers that she got for her gift last year.
Yeah, they're so cozy.
They're so cozy.
And if you work from home, just like wearing them around the house, so good. Because they do have like a bottom, so it's not like you're sliding around, you know?
Yep, totally. All right, so my next one is for the person that wants the Mason Pearson hairbrush but doesn't want to spend quite that much money. So I went to the salon this morning and got my hair did. And you couldn't tell because I have it thrown up in a bun, but I needed a haircut.
What'd you get done?
I got a cut. Yeah.
Okay.
And she, when my hair was soaking wet and crazy knots, because, you know, they do such a good scalp massage and everything, she used this brush that was blowing my mind. And it was like the feeling of the Mason Pearson, which I never use on my hair when it's wet, first of all, because it's miniature, and I have too much hair for this dark on wet head. But also because, I don't know, I think that's probably the main reason. Like, I feel like it wouldn't get my tangles out. This hairbrush is similar in the feel and the design and the bristles to the Mason Pearson. It's called YS Park. And, you know, the miniature side of the Mason miniature size of the Mason Pearson is $120. The regular size of the Mason Pearson is like $240. This YS Park is not super on the cheap, but $79 for the regular size. And it worked beautifully in my like knotted wet hair. I didn't feel any pulling, anything. I'm ordering this for my girls.
What kind of bristles are they?
So four bristles. Like the Mason Pearson, I believe, or maybe it's something similar to a boar bristle, but it has the exact same feel, and it has a nice like wooden handle. It feels exactly like it. Like there's like no better way to say it. And then also, I think there's different heights on the bristles as well. So it's great. I'm obsessed with that. I'm getting one.
That actually just reminded me. I use when my hair is wet and I do want to brush it out. It's like a comb brush. It's like a wet dry, like a wet brush or wet dry brush or something. It's like a vented brush. You know those kind of brushes, like the back is open?
Yeah.
That's actually what I use when I want to brush my hair, but it's very infrequently that I brush my hair, but you just reminded me that I do have that. But that's good. So that's almost like similar to the Mason Pearson, but just a little bit less expensive.
A little less expensive. You can get the regular size one for $79 versus the Mason Pearson regular size for like $250, $240. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
What's your next one?
So my next one relates to the segment we have called 5-Minute Flow. And again, getting out of your comfort zone or getting something that someone may not buy for themselves is like the Merit set.
Oh, yeah.
The Merit Beauty set. So we've talked about Merit a bunch on our show, and like we've reviewed, I remember Katie, you're the one who introduced me to the brand, and we've reviewed like the different products. But if you go on their website, they have a lot of different sets. I think the weekday set is the one that I think is the best one because, again, it's like total 5-minute flow. It's literally like the bronzer, the blush, the highlighter, concealer. It comes with a little brush and a mascara. It's like all you need. And I've seen online too. I don't see it on their website, but you can buy this and it comes in like this little cute bag.
Yeah, the bag makes it cute.
More gifty. But anyway, I just thought that was like a good set for someone who wants to get ready quickly, easy, and all the products are fabulous, as we know, and all the colors are great and so easy and so minimal. And I just thought that'd be a fun gift for someone.
100%. I love that. And Merit Beauty stuff is really good. It has so many great reviews too. So, you know, the chrome nail trend that you've gotten me into. See, look,
wearing my chrome now. Oh, did you get some?
I got them. And they didn't have exactly like what yours was that I really liked, but mine's thought it was like pretty a rose close.
Gold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you don't want to go and get a gel manicure, also not to mention like it was an upcharge for this chrome dip. Is yours an upcharge?
No, mine isn't a dip. Mine's like they do it on top of the gel. It's just like a powder.
A powder. That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she charged me like $15 for it on top of
what?
I know. Correct.
It's ridiculous.
So I found a great set of nail polish colors by OPI that I feel like are a really good knockoff. And you could get somebody the set. It's a kind of a fun gift for the holidays.
That is fun.
They might want to wear it on New Year's Eve or something. And it's great different colors. They have like a nice chromey silver, a nice gold, a nice champagne, a nice copper color. It's so the ones that I really liked were the OPI Glow the Extra Mile. That one is like a nice light gold. And then the other one, I Micah Be Dreaming. And that one is more of a really strong bright gold. Metallic Composition is kind of like this coppery rose goldy pink color. And then take a Night on Bourbon, which is like the most... No, Take a Right on Bourbon, such a random name, is like a silver, which I have on my toes. So it's, you know, you could get somebody those, what, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do they come in a set or those?
It doesn't
four
come
colors
in a set, but nice. you could just order the four colors and make a little gift set out of it. Mm. So it's a really cute gift for a lady in your life.
I love that.
Yeah, and like reasonably priced, you know, it's not going to be outrageous. It's opaque nail polish.
Yeah, that's fun because I never buy nail polish for myself, but I'd be excited to get that as a gift.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So next I have another beauty gift, which is I think I've talked about this brand before on the show, but it's Skin and Senses body oil. Mm. I'm like obsessed with this body oil. It's all I use. I don't even use moisturizer anymore. I always use this body oil. This one's called the Skin and Senses Shine Revitalizing and Smoothing Body Oil. And the scent in this one is vanilla bean yuzu, and it smells so good. It's not a strong scent because I don't love a strong scent, but it's like a hint of vanilla. It's a clean brand. And I thought a gift set would be cute because they also have this body lotion called Love Yourself.
Oh, nice.
And so I feel like these two things are a cute gift to give someone, like a body oil and a body lotion. And this brand's a really nice brand. All the ingredients are clean. It's just like it also looks pretty on your countertop. And the oil is just a beautiful oil. And the lotion's really good too. I just got this recently. And it's also really good. So cute little gift set.
Do you know the price point?
Yes. So the Shine body oil is $42. And the body lotion is $29. So depending on your budget, you could do both as a set or you could do one or the other. And another thing, I know I mentioned these are clean, but they're also non-toxic, which I guess would be considered clean, but that's how they specify it. Phthalate-free, cruelty-free, and vegan. So really nice.
Has that oil lasted you a long time?
Yeah, it lasts me a really long time. They were just having a Black Friday sale, so I got another one to keep in my shower because that's also an easier way sometimes when you're already in the shower just to put it on when your skin's a little bit wet and then it just like sinks in.
Yeah.
So, and it's also faster. You just kind of like throw it on in the shower. It spreads quickly and you're done.
Are those glass bottles?
They're glass.
Yeah. It's nice. It's like it feels a little bit more luxury.
Yeah. And it smells so good. It's almost like... like I was saying, this vanilla bean flavor, but it just gives you like a little nice scent.
Nice.
Scent. Yeah.
Okay.
It also does come in unscented if you want unscented. I've had both and they're both great.
All right. Well, my next one would pair lovely, like wonderfully, if you put a little bit of that oil on your feet and then slipped these fabulous Cozy Earth plush lounge socks on. I was gifted these a year ago, and I am obsessed. Anytime I'm at home, they're on my feet. I don't really wear them out. I wear the white ones out sometimes with sneakers if I have like leggings on, like the scrunch sock look. Mm-hmm. But they are so soft and so warm and so comfortable. And I was gifted them a year ago. And like I said, it was a set of three, which by the way, jump on it because they are on sale right now from $55 marked down to $38.50.
Oh, for the set?
For the set of three. I don't know how long that's going to last, but
that's great.
Yeah. So, and they hold up, like they launder beautifully. They've lasted all three.
Yeah,
of
they're
them,
really good.
They're so good. Like they almost look like they're brand new.
I have
new.
Them too. I got them as a gift. I actually wear them to sleep a lot.
I feel like we both got them as a gift from your mom.
Maybe.
Did
Probably.
You?
Yeah. I can't remember. Probably.
I love them. I'm obsessed.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, really good one. I mean, who like wants to go spend money on like luxury socks?
You know exactly. What
I mean, no, I barely spend money on like socks that I'm running around in every single day. I'm like, it's the last thing on my mind to spend my money on. The other, I haven't bought them yet, but I felt them at the store. I need to buy some. Are the UGG plush socks? They were soft. Yeah, so I might have to buy those and test them out. I feel like they would be a really good gift too.
Oh, that is gift. That is a good gift. And I also love Cozy Earth pajamas, sheets, comforters, like all their stuff is so soft and so good.
Yep. All good gifts.
Next on my list in the clothing category is my new favorite brand, Perfect White Tee.
Oh, yeah.
So good. So one of the things I think would be a good gift, because again, it's like not something you would probably buy for yourself, although I did buy it for myself, but most people probably wouldn't. They have these bundles on their website, so you can buy like 3 t-shirts or 3 tank tops or 3 v-necks. And I bought the t-shirts. They're called the Harley t-shirt, and it's just like a soft, thin, perfectly cropped, good tee. Like,
good fit.
Simple, good fit, great material. So they have a bundle pack of like white, gray, and like a black. It's like a charcoal, but it's like a vintage black.
Okay.
It's not like super black, you know, it's almost like, yeah, like a charcoal vintage black. But anyway, I think that would be such a good gift to give like a good friend, like nice t-shirts, or like the tank tops are also really cute, same colors, and then the v-neck, depending on what they like. But I just thought that was like a good gift to have as a set. So I love this brand. I feel like I've been buying so much of their stuff lately because they have the best sweatpants, sweatshirts, t-shirts, like all kind of basics, but like really good quality, made in California. Love it. Perfect White Tee.
And the brand is Perfect White Tee or Perfect Tee? Perfect White Tee?
Perfect White Tee.
Okay. Yeah. I have, I want to say like one or two of their shirts. And it is a really good gift because it's not cheap. I mean, like, mm-mm. But if you want a good t-shirt that's really soft and like not thick and drapes nice and fits really well, it gets expensive. So it is a good gift.
And they have really nice like sweatsuit sets and like good loungewear. I love it. Really good brand.
Love. All right. Well, staying in the clothing category, Sam or Sam NYC, they make coats, parkas, vests.
Yeah, I have one of their coats.
Yes.
So good.
So I just bought me one of their coats when we were in Montreal. We saw it and it was like, it wasn't on my radar, but it's this white vegan leather kind of like bomber style coat almost. And we didn't buy it there because I didn't feel like I needed it. And then when we got home, I looked for it on the website and it was like half the price of what that boutique in Montreal was selling it for. So we ordered it. And I cannot tell you, it is the warmest jacket. It's insane how warm this jacket is. I was not expecting it to be so warm. So I wear it into the city when it's freezing out and the rest of my body is ice cold. And anywhere the jacket is like perfect. Stays perfect temperature. And it's—
Does it have a hood?
It's super chic. Yeah, it has a hood. I'll have to take a picture and post it when this goes live because it is very chic looking and it has like the built-in gloves, not with like fingerless, like the built-in with the thumb that extends out as well. But they have— I'm looking on their website right now and they have so many cute different styles. They have like Sherpa and parka styles.
You know, I'm wondering if that's the— so I went shopping a couple weeks ago with my mom and I saw a Sam jacket that was vegan leather, but it was like a cognac color and I loved it.
I'm looking at it right now on their site.
I'm obsessed. It's like so pretty. Yes. It's so funny that, of course, we like the same thing. I wanted to get it. I didn't get it because they didn't have my size and I was like still thinking about it. But then randomly, I got a gift card for Aloe Yoga for my birthday and Aloe Yoga has a similar jacket to that in the cognac color. And so I got it at Aloe.
Nice.
But it's similar. So I forget what the price of the Sam one is compared to the Aloe one, but I got the Aloe one on like a Black Friday sale again or something like that. And it's similar. So two versions, same thing.
Yeah. And my jacket—
I didn't see it in white though.
It's white.
I didn't see it in white. Yeah. I just saw it in the cognac or maybe black.
They don't have it. The website doesn't show it in white anymore either. And I think that's why—
Wow. It's probably sold out.
I got it on sale. Like I got it for half the price. So it's kind
of
crazy.
Do you have it behind you?
Yeah, it is. It's right behind me. I could put it on. Hold on. I'm not wearing the right sweater for it, but hold on.
Oh, I can already tell. It's so pretty.
See, it's like so warm and cool here.
That's adorable.
Gloves. And then the hood is like—
I love that. That's so pretty. Oh, I love it. Looks great on
you.
It's beautiful. I said I love it. It's great. It looks beautiful on you.
Thanks.
Really pretty jacket.
It's insane how warm it is. So
I love the zipper that the hood goes into it. Yeah, that's a little bit different than the one I saw because I don't think it had that zipper. I love that.
Yeah, and like
look sometimes at a hood's like annoying.
Sometimes a hood is annoying, and but like look at how high this comes up when it's cold.
Yeah,
this is like clutch right here.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And I love that it's vegan leather because it looks leathery. It looks very cool.
Yeah, but it's like soft. I am side note to erase this, but I want to send you a picture of the one that I got from Aloe because I want to see if you like it. Stu thought it looked too big, but I think that's like the style of it. I'm keeping it, but I just want to see what you think of it. That's a great gift. I love it. Okay, so I've reviewed this before, but like I'm adding to it because I'm just like obsessed with all the balms and all the glosses. I just can't get enough of all these balms. So I think I've reviewed the Laneige lip mask before, and then last Product Junkies, I reviewed the balm, but like even this is like a cute set because this is like a nighttime sleeping mask, although I wear it sometimes in the morning too. And then this is like an all day. So like a cute little set like this. I actually am going away with my mom and my mom's best friend and her daughter this weekend, Stephanie and Christine, and I bought them all the balm just for a little fun gift. And then I recently also got these Summer Friday balms, which I'm sure you've seen, but like these are so good too, the lip butter balms. I have the, which one is this? This is the pink one, which I can't remember the name of it. I think it's called like, oh, Pink Sugar. And then I have the brown one, Brown Sugar. But again, cute set or individually, just I can't get enough of lip things. I have a problem. All I do is buy lip balms, lip glosses. I just love it because you just can put them in all different bags and I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just like a fun gift.
Do you keep a lip something like on your bedside table and like in your robe pocket and like I have like in my car?
I don't have a bedside table. I should. I am always worried though the dogs are going to like grab it. It's the only reason I don't have it, but I should put it in the drawer. But yeah.
Yeah. I like to have them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep. All right. My last one is a fun gift that like, I don't know, give it to the girl that likes her beauty products or likes to get glamorous, or give it to the girl that maybe like she should step out of her comfort zone and try it and have some fun with it and wear it on like New Year's Eve or to a holiday party or something. So it's the Fenty Diamond Balm All Over Diamond Veil.
Yeah. Dying to try this.
It is so, so much like, I don't, it's like glitter and sparkle and like makes it look like it's wet, but it's like a little bit of everything. It's very kind of powerful. Like you don't need a lot. And I don't know if you're going to be able to see it on here. I feel like you're not going to be able
to. It's hard to see.
It's hard. It's going to be too hard.
A picture, but I've seen that and it's so pretty.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. I should put it on. Part of the problem is that I have no light in my office. Like, that's really the problem.
Wait, hold it up to the camera again. I just want to take a picture.
I just want to see.
Okay. So pretty.
It's so pretty. It's $42. And you can do it on your lids. You can do it as, like, a little bit of a highlighter on your cheekbone. I mean, like, you can really play around with it. I see a girl even on their website that looks like she has a little bit of it, like, on top of her lip gloss.
Oh, so pretty.
It's really beautiful. I'm kind of obsessed with it. But, like, I'm not – for me, it's not an everyday wear.
It's right. It's like if you're going out at night.
Yeah.
Going to a party. It's – yeah.
Exactly.
It's a little – gives a little oomph.
You can even just like, you don't have to put it over your whole lid. Like it would be nice if you just finished like right in the middle of your lid with it too.
Yeah.
Just like a little pop.
So pretty. So
it's a beautiful one. All right.
Yes,
what do you
think? That is a really fun gift. Okay. So my last gift might be the best one of all. And you know what it is, Katie? It's Nirvana merch.
Hey now. Totally. Hey now. Wasn't expecting
so
that
just,
one.
Just a little plug for our Nirvana Sisters shop. If you go on our website, nirvanasisters.com, and click on shop, we have all our fun merch there. We haven't really talked about it that much. I don't know why. We launched it earlier this year and it's just there, but like great sweatshirts. We have the crop sweatshirts that say keep glowing or hustle in doses. We have the Nirvana Sisters tie-dye black heavier champion sweatshirt. We've got tumblers that say Nirvana in a bottle, all the fun things. I actually just posted a reel on our shop today. But one thing I wanted to mention is we are doing a 20% discount through the month of December. So if you do want to get a fun Nirvana gift for a friend or your mom or your sister or anyone else, it's 20% off. Just use the code Nirvana 2023, and it'll be 20% off for all of December. So thought that would be a fun one to add into the mix, Katie.
I love it. Yeah, they are great gifts. Cute little teas and everything. Lots of good stuff.
I forgot about the teas.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
So
happy holidays.
That is our happy holidays, everyone. That is our Product Junkies December, and it's our holiday gift guide. Thanking you all, as always, for being Nirvana Sisters fans and listening and following us and giving us feedback, and have a good holiday season.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.